Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 24. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, what do you know, man?
Not much. That's why I'm on this podcast.
I'm the same.
Zanga against myself, right?
Yeah. No, I'm here. Everything going all right, though?
Everything's good. We're having a good evening. This is number two recording after our guest chat that we just had with Believing the Bizarre. That was lots of fun.
That was fun. A lot of fun.
It really was.
Yep.
Good guys.
Oh yeah. Gosh. Easy to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
And we got friends for life now, right?
Yep. Yep. And we'll try to do an investigation or a tour with them sometime. Mm-hmm. And, so
creep each other out.
Yeah. Creep each other out. There's Sam. Hey, Sam. What do you know, man? He's like, I don't know. You guys are still here.
Bed.
He goes, you're still here. No, but Nate, you're doing all right, brother?
Yeah, fantastic.
Good. Just eating the old fruit snacks there. And
yeah. Keep the energy.
I know.
This is what we do as a podcast.
We
have our snacks. We have our weather report. We have our aches and pains and our family report.
So by the time the listeners hear this episode, right now it was like 91 with, what did we say, a heat index of like 105.
Yeah, it was crazy. Things are getting canceled because of it.
Or Indiana, period.
Not that many months ago, we were talking about snow canceling everything, and now we're talking about the heat canceling stuff.
Oh, man.
Watch out.
Bring on the snow. Let's do it.
Nate, I will not stand for that.
We'll blink and he'll be here. Here's the funny thing. Someday, archaeologists, when they're looking for our civilization, they will stumble across our podcast and they'll be like, oh, we can figure out the weather patterns just from this podcast. I had that little funny thought in my head, and I'm like, I someday need to actually share that.
Hey, we're consistent, okay? We give a consistent weather report.
We should be like,
and if anybody really cares about what the weather is in Indiana, we're the ones
time stamped, right?
That information.
Kind of.
Sunny and 75.
Yeah, right.
Sunny and 75. All right.
Here in San Diego. Wait a minute. We're not in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
We'll throw them off.
Well, otherwise, I wish we were in San Diego.
No kidding.
I don't think it ever gets too hot or definitely not cold. It's
like
always
the perfect.
Yeah. That's what. So my buddy, our buddy, Jeff. Have you met Jeff?
I don't think so.
But I've known him since he's my best man at my wedding.
What up, Jeff?
Sean's met him. He lived in San Diego for a few months. I mean, like 6 months, maybe a year. And he said it was just unbelievable, the weather. Just perfect, like you said.
Jeff and I.
Very expensive to live out there.
But we are also buddies.
Yeah. So he's experienced the San Diego weather.
This is my one-room apartment. Only cost me $800,000.
Yeah. He said
It's West Coast.
Live in the Midwest.
West Coast, East Coast, no kidding.
Yeah, he says very, very expensive in San Diego. Very nice, but very expensive.
Well, I saw one of those flip this property like shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not San Diego, but it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, same.
And it was an hour and a half from L.A. They spent $400,000 on this property with this little ranch home. And the house was unlivable. They bulldozed it. Mm-hmm. It's still $400,000.
That's crazy.
Well, because it was an hour and a half from L.A. That was close.
That's nuts. My wife and I, we watched House Hunters for years, and we always it's the craziest thing. And then they do like international houses, and they're like, she's a teacher, and I'm a banker, and it's like, you rob banks for some of the, we're looking for our budget. We'd like to keep it in $1 million range.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, you have that to be getting money from some other place. You're embezzling it or something,
man.
So,
I know.
We try to figure out what their other jobs are.
Yeah,
podcasters.
What are you
selling out there?
They're podcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
They get Patreon.
Yeah,
they get sponsors.
We got to figure that out real quick. Right?
We're rolling in it.
High rollers.
Yeah, right. Well, you're not
just
sharing,
kidding.
You're not sharing it with me.
I haven't seen it myself.
I haven't seen nothing.
So, do we have any special announcements?
I do.
Sean has his hands up.
Yeah. I have it. Well,
go ahead. I'm going to call on you, Sean.
Very quick. Oh, thank you. Thanks, teacher. I have, that's kind of the subject of the matter, too, that I'll get to next.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a couple corrections and a couple things that we missed with the occult Hitler. Only just a few things, so this will be real quick.
Good. No, that's cool.
It's not just corrections, but I wanted, there were a few of those. But we talked about afterwards, like how we'd miss stuff and how we're not experts and all that kind of stuff. So I knew I'd make
some mistakes.
I think
they kind of got that.
They got that big time. But it was, and I really enjoyed that talk. But one thing I wanted to point out is that the Germans actually kind of abandoned that race with the atomic power, you know, the race for the nuclear bomb, because they were poo-pooing the Jewish science behind the nuclear, the atomic programs.
Oh, man.
So I had forgotten to mention that.
Okay.
You mentioned and said, oh, I forgot to say, and Eileen had
pointed it was because that out. I know. I felt really bad because Eileen sent me some really good research, and I totally missed it.
You just slept over there.
I did.
It. No. But Hitler was possessed by the devil, or there's theories that he was possessed by the devil.
He claimed it, and others claimed it.
To me, that's like...
It's what H.H. Holmes said, too.
Yeah. It's like no doy, right? The other thing I said inappropriately was Man in the High Castle, and especially if you're Man in the High Castle fans out there, I said it was on Hulu. I'm sitting there listening to it the next morning, and I was like, it's on Amazon. Why did I say Hulu?
So, oh, okay.
It's actually on Amazon, so that's not a big deal. And the only other little thing, I said that Mandrake root that the guy gave to Hitler, I said it was on New Year's Eve. It was actually New Year's Day. And again, I was like, why'd you say New Year's Eve? It was New Year's Day. So this is one of those things where it's like all that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. But hey, I'm making them now. So there we go. And that's just my little interlude.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I really was mad at myself for forgetting that Hitler was claiming himself and others said that he was possessed by a demon or the devil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of them are like, that's kind of just a put it on that instead of just, you're just a terrible person. You're just evil.
Most of these things.
He's using it as an excuse for doing what he did.
Most of these things, once we're done and we put them to bed, they're kind of done. But every once in a while, it's like, oh, there's a couple things I really want to say. The other thing is how much fun the subject was. And it was fun and it was stoic. And it was also, you know, we I think we showed a lot of respect. But the other thing is I'm really excited that I didn't get put in Facebook jail. I thought maybe I could put in Facebook jail for putting anything to Hitler. Well, somebody had pointed out to me on the down low, which I appreciated the heads up. Like, just so you know, people can be put in Facebook jail for putting in this particular person. I won't
name. That's weird because it's promoting a podcast and lifting him up as a follower.
They had done the same thing, they said, and they still got put in jail, like Facebook
jail. Oh, they really did?
Uh-huh. Wow. And so they warned me. They're like, you may happen to you. It did not. I kind of wanted it to a little bit because I wanted it to be a little
rebellious,
a little scandalous, you know.
But I
really did. I'm glad it wasn't, honestly.
So literally, they could have looked at that, what you posted on our podcast group page.
Saw Hitler.
Just saw and not read it or see what the purpose of.
No context,
of, that we're going to do an episode talking about. Now, we're not following this guy. We're not lifting him up as a good person. But they just because you mentioned.
Yeah, no. I mean,
see, that's the problem with
it. It was hard enough to find.
Okay.
It was fine. Yeah, right.
Let's not get political.
Soapbox.
No, I think.
I know what you mean.
I don't care what site.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're not going to look at what the
context is.
That's right. That's why Facebook jail is laughable. Yeah. And it was hard to find. Like, I thought, this should be easy to find pictures of Hitler. It was really difficult. And so I didn't have much to pick from. So I made what I had, work.
I don't think there's someone sitting at a desk going through posts, you know, trying to pick, oh, nope, going to ban him. I think it's a software program.
I agree. I think it is. I agree with you. I think it's a bot thing.
Individual posts and like actually see it.
No, yeah. Nobody's putting it.
Well,
like
that better be
intellectual.
Deleted or, yeah.
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 Oh,
well. But well, I good. Got in under the radar. We did anyway, so good. For
they,
us.
They better not ban it.
Do you think when they're
often
saying Hitler was possessed by the devil or per se, I think anybody said to him, don't insult the devil like that.
Yeah. Ooh, that would have been good.
Like, he made him the devil, like, not so bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No kidding.
The devil's like, wow. They're mad at me. They're mad at me. Yeah. That's I like that, Nate.
Yeah.
Good one. Anything else before?
Nothing else, and I promise.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Awkward pause.
Hold your peace.
Forever hold my peace.
Well, then, if that's the case, Sean, what are we going to talk about in episode 24?
We are going to talk about haunted schools, baby, because school started. Yeah. Isn't it awesome? So
that time of year again.
It's scary going to school any day.
Yeah, this is true. So creep.
I got to write a paper.
Creep it deep, right?
I got to give a speech. You want me to speak in Spanish?
I can write it and speak it in Spanish. I can barely do English. So for the record, you don't want to repeat any of your school career.
No.
I don't really either. I'm glad I'm done, honestly. I mean, there were good times, but
I mean, there's certain aspects I'd love to go back.
Oh, absolutely.
But if I could just pick and choose, that'd be, yeah. But if I had to, like, experience it all, like, eh.
Well, that's like I tell
But overall, boys, yes, I had a great school.
I always tell my boys, they're like, I need help with my homework. I've already done that. It's yours.
I passed that grade, right? And then some.
Man, dad's tough.
I help
him. Hey, sorry.
I help him.
Sure. No, it is. It's that time of year, isn't it? So
it is. So each one of us has taken a school of some kind. It doesn't matter what kind of school, whether it was elementary or high school or college, whatever. We all took some or one.
Trade school?
Trade school would be fine if it's haunted. Mm-hmm. Sure. It counts.
I guess it could be.
And I don't even know. What order are we going in? Because we're not doing the traditional orders.
I said before we started recording this episode that I was going to mix it up, and I'm going to go first. Because usually I'm the middle. I don't like really to start it. And I like to
end it.
He
called shotgun is what he did.
I did.
He's like, shotgun.
I'll lead off this time.
Which is fine. I was okay. I was actually
you got to change it up every once in a while. Keep them guessing.
I blink too often.
So I'm going
keep
one.
Keep their heads ringing, right?
Nate's two.
Yeah.
And then
I'm in the rear, yes.
And Sean's clean up.
Make all those jokes you want. Yeah. Don't give me that look.
Again, this is a
kid-friendly
podcast. Sean forgets that sometimes.
I'm all choked up over here.
Uh-huh. All right. I will start it off. So my
school of choice
is, I'm going to guess I'm pronouncing it correct, Farrar School, F-A-R-R-A-R. Farrar, I want to say like Brett Farrar. Farrar.
So I want to say Ferrari, but.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Farrar School. So it is located in, guess what? Farrar, Iowa. And it's near Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This school was built in 1921, so 100 years ago. It officially opened in 1922. 17,000 square feet is, I mean, you know me, stat guy. Anytime I can throw
a stat
in
there,
people are like, who cares? Well, I do. Okay.
No,
but yeah.
Bug off, right?
Yeah. So, it opened in 1922, and there was a 150-year-old cemetery right across the street.
Oh, man. Now how,
or
what
road,
the,
whatever.
What the heck?
I know. So
why would you
what
ever
a great
decide
location.
That was a good idea, right?
Yeah. You know, yeah, we know about the cemeteries that possible, you know,
well,
with the stuff that happened.
Like, it's the middle school now, but when I went, it was Plainfield
High School.
Cemetery right across the
right
street.
Right there. I never thought about that.
That's true.
And, yeah, it's a good size, too.
Yeah.
Pretty decent. Yeah, never thought about that. So they opened it up across from a...
I got to plant that into my kid's head now.
Oh, I know. I'm going to tell Olivia.
I do drop off like cemetery.
That's, yeah, because it's Olivia's last year and your boys. Yeah, Harrison's. So what they did when it opened, they had a an official, like, they call it a dedication ceremony. And you would think you'd be excited. But, hey, new school, you know, new building. Hey, you know, it's kind of a neat deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't accepted by some of the citizens of the community. And this story, it's kind of funny. One in particular was not happy about, here's the price tag, $100,000. So 100 years ago, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, right?
To build a school, you know.
Wow.
So one of the citizens was not happy about this new building, and especially the price tag. She thought it was way too expensive. And so, like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to pay for this? And taxes go up, you know, I get it.
Textbooks go up too, right?
Yeah.
Textbooks.
Yeah. And so she blamed it on the vanity of the school board. And because, here's the reasons why, too, not just the price tag. This school, again, 100 years ago, it was equipped with amenities such as electric lights.
Oh.
Boiler heating. And indoor restroom facilities.
The vanity.
So
we can't big stand time. It.
Like, how dare them want these kids to use the restroom indoors?
To be fair, that's
we can't have that.
But you know what? But
in
back
that
then,
time and yep, in place, that would probably.
My mom was born in 45.
Yeah.
So in the World War II, they had an outhouse.
Carol's like, please don't tell
my
age.
I mean, she was a kid when, and she, yeah, they had outhouses,
mm-hmm.
and that was what 20. 3 years later, you know, after this opened. So, mm-hmm. I mean, so yes, you're looking at 20 years previous. That was a big deal. That's yeah. That's fancy amenities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so she was not happy about this this new school building. And it's just funny that she blamed it on the vanity of the school board, like showing off or whatever. Here's an interesting. So in May of 2002, I'm kind of skipping ahead, but you'll find out why, is when the school closed officially. And they had a band. Oh, well, and a band played at this dedication ceremony when it opened. They did the same thing. So they had a dinner, dedication ceremony, and they had a band play at the closing like they did
at the beginning.
80 years ago. Right. 80, yeah.
That's very vain, though, of them.
How vain of them. Right.
the vanity.
Yeah. So they wanted to do it the same kind of the same way. They had a ceremony, dinner, and the band played mm-hmm. as it closed officially, like they did when it opened. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah. Bookend kind of it.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, in 2006, Jim and Nancy Olivier, I don't know. They purchased the old school building, and shortly after that is when it became apparent that there was something going on that was paranormal.
I like it.
Yeah. So basically, so 4 years after it closed is when everything kind of kicked in, and these people, they bought it. So I've got a list of some of the paranormal activity, some of the creepiness that has been
let's hear it.
Experienced. Yeah. Pretty interesting. So the current owner, Nancy, she stated having seen the figure of a young boy while standing on the stairs near the gym.
Wow.
Oh, and let me go to this story real quick. She was grabbed by an unseen hands on the stairway. She had lost her balance, and whoever this was actually grabbed her and helped her from falling.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah. She thought it was her husband. When she turned around to thank him, Nobody was there.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, it could have been a Casper, yeah. So she was like, okay, that's a little interesting, mm-hmm. a little creepy. But did a good deed, right?
Yeah. Well, at least you know you're not going to fall to your death in there.
Saved right. a broken bone. Yeah, break her neck, at least. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
She also stated that in one of the classrooms, the figure of a young girl with a long, frilly dress and curly hair was seen. The giggle of a child was also heard during the incident.
Hmm.
Kind of creepy. Those kids, the giggles and all that. Mm-hmm. I think
we've talked about that.
Adds
too,
a little more creepiness.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Former janitor Bill Webb stated that he would frequently find the gym lights on after hours, even though he was sure he had turned them off. So,
there's that darn highfalutin electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghosts are afraid of the dark.
Yeah. I wonder if that's why. You know what? I never thought about that, Nate. I wonder.
It's actually really funny.
They're like, no, you think you're scared. No, we're doing. We're scared. We're the ones that are turning the lights on because
we're scared. We want the
we're scared
on.
Of you guys click coming click. In. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like.
It's like the others.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where they thought yeah. and they had to realize that they were the ghosts.
We're haunted. No, they're haunted. Yeah. No, we're haunted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, and Bill, same guy, Bill Webb. He also heard noises that sound like people were walking around on the lower floor, but nobody was there. So he also heard that. People have claimed to see a shadow figure coming down the steps out of the principal's office. So I wonder if it was the principal. I didn't see anything that it didn't really go into further detail about. Mm-hmm. Well, it could have been Principal Johnson or whoever, mm-hmm. but it's kind of creepy.
The ghost looks stern, right?
Yeah, right. With a, cause he's like smacking a paddle.
Right.
Detention.
Yeah. A young boy was seen exiting the closet in room 206.
Ooh, when we get numbers, that gets spookier.
Multiple voices have been heard throughout the entire school. Nobody's there. Lots of slamming doors have also been heard while nobody else is in the building. Hmm. That slamming door thing, it's kind of like when we were talking to Tyler and Charlie.
Yeah.
And Charlie said that the doors were rattling.
Yeah.
But nobody's on the other side.
Yeah, he wasn't do that.
Yeah, I always thought in like movies when they're portraying some type of mm-hmm. haunting, slamming doors or, yeah, something. I always thought that was pretty intense because they're loud mm-hmm. and you can see them really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so just sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wonder.
And like, especially when they lock.
Yeah.
And they won't let you out of the room. Yeah, that's the worst. That's another
You've gotten
step.
Into a Hollywood movie then, right?
Yeah. You walk in the room and boom. Right. Oh, no, it's locked.
That's what, right. Like, are the spirits, you know, they trying to make themselves known? Are they just trying to be funny? Or are they trying to be heard or get their, they can't express themselves in any other
way?
Or are
they just actually trying to trap you?
Yeah, well, right. Mm-hmm. Depends on
what. Yeah, is there something sinister behind the action? Or is it just, yeah, just like, just fun mischief? Because this is a school. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, yeah,
it could be anything
kids,
then, right?
Right, kids playing jokes and, you know, that, you always talk about that where you'd hope the kids are just being a little mischievous. And
what if it's a teacher that can't escape school? Wouldn't that be? That'd be like.
And she's mad, so she's slamming the doors.
Yeah, I would too.
I can't leave.
Yeah, right. I want to go home.
It's like summer break. Yeah.
Eternal detention.
Right, right. A few more here. Well, I like this. Unnatural figures. Oh, okay. Unnatural figures have been seen walking the halls, including a 9-foot tall shadow figure that roams the third floor.
You're an unnatural figure. I've been waiting for that, Joe Dobskin.
I resemble that remark.
Exactly right. technically, so am I.
And I'm only 6'3", thank you. I'm a 6'3", unnatural shadow figure. Yeah, so what do you think about a 9-foot shadow figure if you saw that?
That's intimidating.
Slender.
Yeah. I think 5-foot shadow
Slender
figure.
Man when
creepy,
I think about
that. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, right. Because what did we say Slender Man was supposed to be like 11?
Upwards of that.
Or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, anywhere from like 9 foot to 11 foot. Something
yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Not saying it's a Slender Man, but it's that same type of entity.
Sean's I'm dropping it every episode now, remember? Yeah.
I think
Turda went by the wayside, and now it's Slender
Man. It's all about Slender Man.
Slender Man.
What if you see Slender Man in Turda? That's there you go. That's Sean's. Perfect.
Hey, there's some marketing to be had right there.
Yeah. Then we see, what did you see earlier, Nate? On the blinds you saw, or what was it, a lizard?
No. A little lizard.
And I look.
And Sean goes, what was it, Slender Man?
It was broad daylight, too. And I was like, let's not talk about this.
Let's talk about the window.
No, I'm not going to tell you right now what's behind you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's it going there?
It's a werewolf.
Yeah, so anyway, 9-foot tall Slender Man, shadow figure.
I am checking, by the way.
They have seen... Okay, here. Where am I? I lost track because you guys are messing me up. No, kidding. Just kidding. Balls have been seen rolling around on their own in a classroom on the third floor, same as the 9-foot tall shadow guy that is now labeled the ballroom. Okay. That was weird. How'd they get that?
Ooh, there's so many jokes I could insert there, and I'm not going to insert any of them. I'm going to stay away from that.
Family friendly. No, my son will be like, yeah!
I'm not going to partake in that humor right now.
And then a paranormal team claimed to hear music playing while they were in the gym and investigating. They said it was hard to tell, though, where the music was coming from. They couldn't quite pinpoint it, but they just heard it in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of creepy. I think music, too. That's another thing. I love music. But if you don't, you hear the music and there's no band, nobody even practicing just by themselves, and you can't pinpoint where it's coming from. That would be a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that actually my opinion would be it would be really cool. And then I would get creeped out.
Yeah.
You know, with the music. I mean, like, you know, the slamming doors, all that's kind of scary right off the bat. The music, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. You hear that? And they're like, okay, no, wait a minute, though.
There's nobody. Was it by chance the ballroom blitz?
The ballroom blitz. Oh, man. Dude. He's on it.
Yeah, he's with the
balls to the wall.
See, I wasn't going there.
It's a song.
It is. I know it is. So many.
That is a song.
So many options. So many.
You're right.
It's for off air. Sorry.
So, yeah, the only thing I didn't see if it was still owned by the current owners.
Jim
and Nancy. Yeah. I couldn't find
wondering
that.
What the purpose
I'm
of
assuming so.
Purchasing the property was.
Yeah.
They're planning on doing something with it or.
Yeah, I did read that they did work on it and remodel it to look like the original. So they put some money in this place. Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking, that's an odd type of building to buy. I'm going to buy an apartment complex to rent apartments to make money, rental properties, or you buy a building and renovate it to maybe if it's your office or your whatever, or you want to, but.
Or it's like you buy an apartment complex, renovate it to make it look like it originally did, but yet don't rent any of the rooms out.
Right.
So where's the investment
except for the ballroom?
but they do but you can.
I'm gonna keep bringing that back.
Right. No, but you can do investigations. So I think they, yeah, so that's probably what, you know, but they did renovate it to, you know, to match what it did.
So they probably bought it to renovate it to serve a purpose, but then realize it's haunted. So, hey, let's make money doing.
I don't, I just don't know if they're still the ones still own it, but I'm assuming so. They, other than renovating, they will allow, investigations, and they said they said even daytime investigations are just as scary with the activity. It's not just like
activity, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. So the Farrar School.
Yeah. I was getting to
sorry,
that.
Sorry, Chris's story. Exactly. I'm so sorry. This is like very tangential. We should have checked out our maturity at the door.
Oh, and my notes also say, other than the daytime tour, they offer overnight stays for those who are brave.
And will they be sleeping then? I need to know.
You can't sleep with the door slamming.
That's fair.
Balls bouncing everywhere. You got this 9-foot shadow guy. He's you got some principal stalking you. And
sleep with one eye open, remember?
Yeah, yeah. So I would love to go there. I think it's cool.
That'd be interesting. Yeah,
look it up too, listeners. If you want to see the picture, they've got what the school looked like back in when it was built, and then what it, you know. On the outside, I think it looks pretty much the same. So I'm assuming they did a good job. I mean, I don't know if it was like just totally crumbling or whatever, but it looks like the original.
Creepy Iowa.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And there's some videos too that they'll go around and show you a little tour of the school building. It's kind of cool. Stairways in the classrooms. They still have desks in there. So
cool.
Yeah, I thought that was neat. Huh. So
nostalgic, right?
Yeah. Nostalgic. Yeah. So, and then they and when they closed it down in 2002, then they built a new school. So, and this town is like, I mean, less than 100 from what I remember. Like, I mean, it's just over the years, it's just been less and less. So I think I think they kind of condensed them and other towns.
Well, I mean, that wasn't,
you know what I'm saying?
That wasn't that big of a school either. I mean, 17,000 square foot. I mean, that's not massive by any
It's not. When you see it, it's not like whoa, look at this thing, but that's the size. But but back then, 100 years ago, with those amenities, that was big.
Yeah, that was a big fancy deal then.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so from it was from what they probably came from
vanity, right?
Yeah, a single room
vanity.
Yeah. Vanity. So, and they're like, whoa, look at this place. So I think I think it's literally only 3 floors, you know. It's not some, I mean, so
vanity,
but decent,
just
but 3 floors from for 100 years ago, I mean, most schools now are only, what, 2? Maybe 3?
Yeah, usually.
I mean, but to have 3 floors, but it's just not as long or wide. You know, it's not some just massive campus. Yeah, so and it's just one building. It's not like they have,
I had one of my worst jokes that I was just trying to insert there, so I'm going to insert it because it was so horrible. Vanity, it's not just a Smurf. You guys, did you ever watch Smurfs when you were little? The Vanity Smurf. All right, I've been waiting on that one.
I watched that one Smurfs, and...
I got that out.
That was bad.
That was bad. Oh, that's a bad dad joke. Of the
what my wife and I do when the other one says a bad joke.
Boo.
Boo.
You suck.
Try again. Oh, I'll try again.
Hey, I'm done for our school. Check it out. Thank you for your time.
I guess I'm up. Well, I had problems researching.
I'll just say expand on that.
The therapy part of this.
I always have problems.
Hey, I haven't even gotten to the middle-aged moment.
Where are we going with this, Nate?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Since you asked.
I did.
No, I started doing research on haunted schools and just roadblock by roadblock, you know. Yeah, this school has a ghost, wanders the hall. Okay, cool. That gives me a minute and a half of content. So I finally found a
you
list.
You could have went with that, though.
Yeah, so I finally found a list that listed quite a few schools, so I picked 6 of them. So we can just sort of highlight
6
them.
6 is your number. That's kind of your number, though.
Just
as long as it's not 6.
As long as it's not 6, a bunch of 6s together.
Keep it to that.
All right, so the first one would be El Paso High School.
Do you have to say it that way?
Well,
I'm just asking.
And I'm going to guess it's in El Paso, Texas.
No, yeah, you're right.
El Paso, Iowa.
No, I had a line to the high school part, so I'm like,
gotcha.
High school. Okay, so it had sealed off hallways that are full of mist.
Oh.
And strange goo dripping from the ceilings.
This is a maintenance problem.
Yeah.
Goo. Now, that's not a description you hear all the time.
Not goo. Yeah.
Goo.
It's like a Ghostbuster.
Usually it's like blood or green.
Or even slime.
Or slime. Yeah.
Goo.
Goo.
Goo's
goo.
Good.
And then hidden classrooms beneath the building that no one knew existed.
That's cool. That's interesting. I love that.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Then there is a ghost of a young girl said to be seen around the school. They say she took her life from jumping from one of the balconies that's connected to one of the misty hallways.
Oh, no.
And can still be seen jumping from the balcony and disappearing right before she hits the ground.
Wow. So it's one of those, what I call the haunt, they just play over and over.
Yeah, like a repeat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a term for it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
We talked about it with Aaron, and I don't remember it either. Yeah, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then the next school.
Spirit Loop.
See what I meant? It's like, okay, yeah, I have enough information for a minute and a half. Yeah, how about that? Lee Williams High School. Do you know where that one's at?
Mm-mm. No.
Kingman, Arizona.
No. Hmm. Would not have guessed that.
We're going out in the desert. Well, it might not be the desert. It might be in the mountains.
True.
That's true.
Says kids say that they've seen a man in a hat roaming the halls.
Ooh.
A young girl who calls out at night that she wants to go outside and play. Lights flicker and the motion detectors go off randomly.
Ah.
Renovations in 2010 ended up having part of the football field located on top of an old pioneer cemetery.
Oh, man.
Might explain some of the ghosts in pictures during graduation events out on the field.
Mm.
They said that they can see sort of like pioneerish people in dresses.
Oh,
and
no
suits,
doubt. In pictures.
In pictures, yeah.
And they didn't see them probably when they took it.
Yeah.
Obviously. Ooh. It's kind of like when for our school, they built it across from a cemetery, and that's what they think, that might have something to do with it. I don't know.
And it's odd. A lot of these schools that you do find, most of them have like some sort of cemetery there. I have a couple others.
Yeah, I got a cemetery in mine.
And that was the football field that was built on it, correct?
Yeah, half the football field was on top of the cemetery, the old cemetery.
Not good planning.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, yeah. I mean, let's do by the cemetery. Okay, sounds good.
And some of those guys, there's another, they just don't care, I don't think.
There's another one.
No, they don't care.
Yeah. There's another one that's even creepier than that one.
Okay.
Sort of the same scenario, but yeah. Now we have the Cathedral High School. Not here in Indy.
I was going to say.
This is Los Angeles, California. And it was, built on the remains of an old Calvary cemetery.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one that I was speaking about earlier. The headstones that have been dug up are on display around the football field.
Wow.
They're on display.
That's awesome.
Around the football field.
They didn't get
rid
of them. They put them around.
How very Halloween
field.
Of them.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And cool at the same time.
It is, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, really?
You know, sort of.
It's respectful-ish.
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
Kind of.
You know.
I get,
cherish what you built your football field on, I guess.
And
I don't know.
That we're definitely haunted.
You know, like, if the crowd doesn't show up, you're like, this crowd is dead.
Yeah, yeah right.
Man.
What a bump.
They're
full of bad
tonight.
Jokes tonight.
Yeah. Bad joke.
We are killing
that. That is wild stuff, though. Yeah. I've never heard it. That is wild stuff. I'm really trying to picture that. Is there a picture?
Did you find anything? I did not see a picture at the time.
I want to look that up.
Yeah, that it'd be interesting to see how they have it arranged.
It's
sort of like, you know, I guess they found them. And like, well, let's not get rid of them. Let's sort of do like a memorial.
Todd's
looking
it up.
I think they might be playing it right since they've already built it on the stupid.
Yeah. Maybe try to appease the spirits.
Yeah.
Don't
you know what?
Tick them off too much.
You can watch a game.
Yeah,
right. Look, give them some entertainment, right?
Now, which one is that? The
Cathedral High School in Los Angeles.
Okay, all right.
Angeles.
And then maintenance workers say that there's a presence of spirits that are felt at night with random cold spots through the building.
Oh.
So they didn't really say it's too much as far as activity or other than that. But yeah, I really like the whole headstones on the football field or around the football field. I thought
that's
pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now this one, I'll probably butcher the name.
Please do.
Pocatello High School. Guess where that's at? Pocatello, Idaho.
I don't know why.
I was going to say.
What is it again?
It is P-O-C-A-T-E-L-L-O.
Pocatello.
Hmm.
It's got to be Indian.
Ocatillo, Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why are you having a hard time?
Now we know.
I don't know.
Pocata, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Pronunciation of things is a very low.
You always get the
you thing yeah, for the hard, me. I you mean, did it to himself this time.
I have a hard time, too. Oh, yeah.
Numerous eyewitnesses have seen spirits roaming the halls, whispering, and even hanging out in the rafters of the theater. Hmm. Paranormal investigators discovered that at least six deaths have occurred on the property. One was a suicide pact in the late 1940s to early 1950s between two girls. Only one of them went through with it.
Of course.
Hanging herself in her locker. Even after, well, they say the strong scent of her perfume is still detected in the halls, even after removing the lockers. There's still the smell of her perfume in there.
That energy's still stuck, huh?
Yeah. And then we have Topeka High School. Any guesses on where that's located?
I'm going to say Kansas.
Kansas, yeah. Yep.
I thought you were going to say, no, Topeka, Colorado. Topeka, Tello, Idaho, Kansas.
Tello, I don't know. the school was built on top of a 1890s graveyard.
Graveyard, I was going to say, it's got to be a graveyard.
Man.
Graveyard allegedly relocated, but said it was disturbing, or they disturbed something when they relocated it, if they relocated it.
Right.
Regular ghost sightings, murmuring conversations between spirits, and said to have tunnels underground that lead to a hidden graveyard.
Oh, that's wild.
That's really
weird. I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like the other one. It's like the
catacombs.
The hidden classrooms.
Classrooms, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, there's nothing more than going in a building. And you're like, oh, okay, this is a cool building. Then you find a hidden passage.
And you have something. No idea where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I like houses.
This could be it.
I like houses like that, too. I like the idea of like making a house. Something we'll talk about at some point is the Winchester house. I know it's kind of.
Oh, yeah. That's a definite.
Mm-hmm. Kooky, but yeah.
Oh, real kooky. She was kooky, and she built a kooky house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stairways leading to nothing.
What else do we say, right?
I like that. Those are good.
And then the last one, Roy High School.
Roy High School. Roy High School. Florida.
I know this one. Utah.
Yep.
Are you
Because it's Utah. The one I was going to do.
Oh.
That's the only reason. I picked that one.
I was how did he guess
but
Utah?
But like he said, there's not Utah. Like if you just pick one, it's like.
Oh, yeah, you just pick one. It's like, oh, okay.
I would have been done in like 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ghost.
So, okay. Roy, Utah.
It's a good one, though. So I won't ruin it.
No, wait. No, what is this again? What kind of school? Is it a
high school?
High school.
All the ones I found were high schools.
High I thought so, yeah.
School?
High
school?
High
school?
Sorry. So then this one is home of many ghosts.
Oh, I like it.
Roy being one of them, brother.
Yeah. His name's Roy. Read my handwriting here. One known as Mabel lurks around the auditorium backstage. She is not shy and tends to tinker with the lights and move props around. Another auditorium ghost wears a purple hat and tries to have students follow her, but gives off too much of an evil vibe to dare to follow her.
So they're seeing her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's presenting themselves and, you know, hey, follow me. Come over here.
But creepy looking. Yeah, evil looking.
You get like an evil feeling from
to
her.
To want to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they say anything like anybody has ever had something where they actually did follow her and they got into trouble?
No, I didn't see anything.
Got attacked. Yeah. Okay.
It just said
you're thinking way too deep into the. No, just kidding.
That's what I do.
I know exactly.
So then,
Todd's brain.
Then there's a floating head ghost.
Oh.
In the upper left balcony.
Nice.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And then another ghost that roams the hall.
Floating head ghost.
That's where of admission right there.
That is. That's.
Hey, you have no body. You're just a floating head.
You're just a head. He's just trying to get ahead in life. Or in the afterlife.
In the afterlife, yeah.
I did find pictures. It took me a while. They're not on. On the gate. That's a beautiful football facility. Beautiful.
Is this
the
cathedral?
The track is per.
The cathedral. Yeah.
They call it the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
So
that's awesome.
Heck yeah. It's on a loop, but anyway, they'll show close-up pictures, and then, yeah, so anyway, I'll just
pass it around, show the whole class.
So just let it just go. And, yeah, shows.
Welcome to the graveyard.
Oh, that's awesome. Right there, if you're a visiting team, you're like, oh, no, what are we getting ourselves into? That's crazy.
Ooh, yeah, that's neat.
Like they have them set up on pedestals. Yeah. And then they have, yeah, anyway.
That's cool.
So, listeners, go check out Cathedral High School in Los Angeles and look up the football field or type in, headstones and check that out. It's cool. It's really neat, but it's a beautiful facility. I mean, it looks like looks like a small college, but I mean, the track's beautiful, the field.
Yeah,
the brickwork. Oh, yeah, that's an expensive looking football field. Nice facility.
That's neat.
They just so happen to have headstones. Well,
I think they did it right. Maybe that's
that is kind of honoring.
Maybe that's why they don't have as many spirit sightings and stuff there.
Trying to play nice with the ghost spirits.
Mm-hmm. Put you up here on a pedestal. And yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my wife puts me up on a pedestal, but then she knocks me down. So. That's why she does it. No, that's a good story, Nate. I like them.
Yeah.
Those are real
good. I said, I was just having trouble finding enough info on just one thing. So
no, I liked them all. That was
good. I struggled with
the same thing. Do a bunch of little stuff.
That's why I graduated from high school. I didn't want to do elementary. I thought that was too basic. And then the high school, I was like, same problem.
Higher education.
So I thought I would.
I got picked on in high school.
I thought I would. I'm talking about Todd. He's sitting right there. I graduated to the high school. Yeah, not the high school. The college. Yeah, that's a college. That's a university. So I chose University of Notre Dame. Anybody know where that's at? Any states?
Wyoming.
So Paris.
Pretty darn close. Yeah, it is Notre Dame Cathedral, Indiana. It is not in Paris. It is
South Bend, Indiana
is correct. Ding, ding, ding. The funny thing about this, and I didn't know this, one thing that came up, it is Notre Dame is one of the ten most haunted universities in the United States, for real.
Wow.
And I'll get into the whole, you guys have heard Win One for the Gipper. Oh, that goes into one of the hauntings, so I'll put that one
Frank
out there
Gipper.
For now. That was what Ronald Reagan got to say that in the movie, too, when he played the... Anyway, I won't go into that. But Win One for the Gipper. So the University of Notre Dame, Duloc, known simply as Notre Dame, or ND, is a private Catholic research university in Notre Dame, Indiana, outside the city of South Bend. Somewhere I was looking for it, and it said that it was in Notre Dame, Indiana. You know what I mean? That's like, yeah. But this says outside the city of South Bend. I know, but this says Notre Dame, Indiana, outside the city. I know. Isn't that weird? It's its own city.
Is the mayor Rudy?
Is he Rudy? Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. A great movie, by the way. We all know that, right? It was founded in 1842 by Edward Soren. Stop that. The main campus covers 1,261 acres. There's your stats, right?
Mm-hmm, I like it.
In a suburban setting, it contains a number of recognizable landmarks, such as the Golden Dome, the World of Life mural, commonly known as Touchdown Jesus, which I just love to say Touchdown Jesus. It's great, isn't it? And Notre Dame Stadium and the Basilica. So those are. Mm-hmm. This is very well known to us, obviously, in Indiana, and honestly, a lot of people around the world. Yeah. It's a famous,
absolutely famous.
One of the most famous colleges in America and around the world. So there you go.
Everybody sees the golden helmets of the football crew,
and a little stat: they all have real gold chips put in the paint, painted before every game.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And
they're not all scuffed up. And I mean, I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but I'm not anti-Notre Dame either. I'm not a hater either. So
beautiful helmets.
Yeah. I have utmost respect. And I do want to go there sometime. I've not been. I've been through.
I like Bend, but I just don't like the football.
I've driven through it. Yeah.
I haven't.
So this is some of the stories, and I'm going to try. I won't take too much time on this stuff, but
you're fine.
The University of Notre Dame was established in the mid 1800s and quickly became a force to be reckoned with in terms of notoriety. However, it wasn't long before the campus had made a name for itself in sports and academics, and the legendary Fighting Irish of Notre Dame were born. However, and you're going to have to look up some of these pictures, because if you haven't seen, I've seen the campus some, but it's kind of cool, some of the pictures they have. However, with the old buildings comes a lot of history, and sometimes the history is a tad bit on the dark side. Notre Dame has not has not been spared its own darkness. There has been several recorded and confirmed, we're not talking rumor here, deaths on campus, and there's a cemetery on the grounds, of course. We were just talking about everybody's got a cemetery, right? On the grounds where priests, faculty, and many other residing on campus were laid to rest permanently. The cemetery is, of course, supposedly a hotbed of paranormal weirdness, but it's not the most infamously haunted building on campus by far. The building on campus, which takes the title of most haunted, goes to Washington Hall, which was built in 1881. There are at least three known ghosts there, thought to be spirits of people who truly did live and die on the campus. One of the spirits is known to be that of the worker who fell from the roof during the building's construction, and another is known to be a man by the name of Jim Minivy, a student professor who apparently enjoys loudly practicing his French horn in the dead of the night when the living are trying to sleep. He died in 1919, but never left.
Oh,
I hope you like the French horn if you're going to stay there. The most famous ghost of Notre Dame, and a lot of people probably heard this, but some have probably not, however, is not Mr. Manavi or the fallen worker. The distinction belongs to the restless spirit of George Gipp, an All-American Notre Dame football star who was said to have died of pneumonia in 1920 during his senior year at the university. He's still around today. It's said he likes to ride a horse loudly throughout the empty corridors of Washington Hall and usually at night. So the ghosts of Washington Hall are by far the most notorious, but doesn't mean there aren't other areas of the campus often given the side eye by superstitious students and staff. The campus's main building is a creepy place. It's the third building of its kind in the spot it's sitting on. The first two burned to the ground, one after the other, under unexplained circumstances. The sources of both blazes are still unknown, but the current main building seems to be doing all right for now. Anyone with even a passing interest in ghost stories should definitely check out the University of Notre Dame.
George Gipp is the Gipper.
He is the yeah. So yeah. This is yeah right. So win one for the Gipper is from that. And like I said, Reagan got to say that when he was very very young and an actor he was in politics, right?
Yeah, before he was even governor.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 he'll dun, be dun, back. Oh, wrong actor.
They
wrong.
Say, and the Notre Dame
wrong governor of California.
The Notre Dame, the Notre Dame theme or the Notre Dame song.
Fight song.
Is one of the most well known to people that there is.
They say the two, I mean, and it's true, at least top five. I would say, not being a Notre Dame fan, Notre Dame is probably the most famous fight song. And also, the University of Michigan is one that's well known.
Yeah, Michigan one.
Yeah.
This was, there is a Stephen Center, and so this is from another article. Despite being bereft of ghosts, the Stephen Center may be the scariest place on campus. Here is home to legends of failed chemistry and physics tests. Generations of pre-med and engineering students have suffered here. Each time current students make the dark, cold, and eerie trudge through the snow to the Stephen Center en route to take their general chemistry final in mid-December, one can tangibly feel the spirits of students past who made this ominous and hopeless trek. Pray for the dreams of 4.0s that lost their lives in this building. That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Ooh.
There's also a lake trail called the Back Lake Trail. It says, while there's no legends of ghosts, although you never know, or supernatural occurrences that have emerged from these trails, they are just plain terrifying and eerie at night, especially when traversed alone. Some friendly advice, take a date on a late night walk around the lakes, and they're guaranteed to end up holding onto your arm. Overwhelmed by the creepy solitude that encompasses the Back Lake trails, we know you're welcome, haha. That's a little funny. And if you're still feeling bold after your late night solo stroll in the graveyards, drop by the lake trails and see what the eerie hype is all about. It is spooky. That you should totally look at the pictures. They're spooky out there. We talked about Washington Hall, and okay, so I want to get to the cemetery.
By the way, the Stepan Center is beautiful. It's awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is. Yeah, like I said,
like a dome looking.
All these looking at, just the campus in general. And that's why I think in your life, you should just go see it just to see the beauty of the campus, get on the football field and watch a game. I mean, I think everybody should do that. So the cemetery, the consensus among most is that graveyards innately possess a certain degree of hauntedness. And those at Notre Dame are no certain exception. Since the university's founding in 1842, its founders, priests, faculty, and others associated with the university have been buried in the peripheral graveyards around the campus. There are reports of dark figures wandering the graveyard late at night and placing curious mementos on graves with no note or explanation. If you're feeling particularly brave this season, take a solo night stroll through the graveyard to see what the creepy or unexplained things might have that you might spot. They're daring you in this article.
They are.
Not to take away from the creepiness and stuff, but aren't cemeteries and woods generally scary at night?
I'd say yes.
I mean,
there are some woods. We have to do some reports on woods around the world that are like some of the most creepy and haunted and ones that people don't come out of. So
yeah.
I would say yes.
And I think it's because of the living, not the dead.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Creeping around.
I know. We were bored one night back. Well, we were just out of high school. So we went down, I don't know, near Monroe and hiked at night and had flashlights. And I mean, there's like seven of us, but yeah, you're walking through the woods. You can't really see anything other than how far your light shines. And yeah, your mind starts playing with you. You're like, man, what's out there looking at me?
Right. What's on all fours?
Yeah. And,
or one bad step. You don't know if you're going to fall down a side of a hill or hurt yourself. Or, you know, serial killer out there, I guess.
You never know.
See, yeah, you're right, though. They are generally scary in itself. And then you got the creepy stuff. What am I trying to say? Haunted, ghost, paranormal. Yeah. So Notre Dame, one of the most haunted.
It is.
Universities.
Yeah. Again, like I said, I'm not.
Do you wonder if? Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I could have picked. You know, I'm not picking it as a fan, but I'm picking it as, like I said, it's Indiana based.
Yeah.
I thought it had a lot
very
of
very famous university.
Good history.
I'm sure a lot of universities have some sort of paranormal
spiritual
thing. Because
I thought about doing IU.
I'm sure
Kent,
they do.
Kent State has a really good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dorms and some of the buildings. Kent State, Ohio.
They're old. They're big. Multiple buildings.
A lot of them. A lot of universities have a lot of paranormal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was looking because I knew that, and I was like, so I'm glad you did high schools. I did elementary. You did college, because I was going to look at a lot of the colleges, but I thought, I don't know much about elementary or high, so that's why I went that route. But I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Plus, being here in Indiana,
we picked a little bit from each, and all of them have something to do with the cemetery.
What do you think about since it is a religious school? I wonder if anybody did it mention anything about, like, because it said haunted ghosts and stuff like that. I wonder about demons or attacks like that type of intensity. With priests and
faith. Excuse me, I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I did not run across any of that, but
I wonder if anybody's had any interactions with that's like that type of level.
I wouldn't be surprised. Scary. Honestly,
I don't know.
You're looking for an exorcism, aren't you?
Well, and it's a big prestigious place too, so that stuff might be getting swept under the carpet.
In the tunnel system now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Come to Notre Dame, play football. Don't worry about the demons that attack all the time. Yeah. No, I
maybe
just
they
wondering. I didn't know if anybody it's already been.
Maybe they should put graves around their football field.
Yeah. I thought that was really
the graveyard.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that's
great.
And I'm kinda hung up on that myself. That's really cool.
No, I was just wondering, like, I wonder if there's other schools out there that may, because of their religious affiliation.
It's very possible.
If they've had any
attacks of sorts.
Whether it's high school, there's like Brebeuf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here
yeah.
in Indianapolis, that's a Jesuit and other schools. Yeah. I was just wondering.
That's a great question.
Yeah, you're right, though. They might not be advertising that much.
I could make
I'm not saying like they're advertising. I'm just saying that's not thinking. They're like, hey, I went to Notre Dame and or a priest that doesn't maybe work there anymore. I had this demonic attack and, whatever, 1922. But anyway, I was just wondering.
I would not be surprised if you could find stories like that. I did not, though.
Yeah, I would. I would say, listeners, look up Steppen. I can't remember what
Steppen. Yeah,
I want to say Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Yeah,
That's a good band. Steppen Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, and it looks like they have conferences, and also they have it. Looks like the type of facility for looks like indoor like soccer or stuff. I mean, it's
Really? Yeah, it is. It's beautiful, honestly.
And it's got like a dome looking type of building. Yeah. Anyway. And you said that's the one that's the most haunted, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah,
I'm very surprised at that, though.
The Washington was probably Washington, the most haunted,
yeah.
But they were all.
Oh, the Washington, yeah.
You know, sounded pretty haunted to me.
Well, good job. I liked it.
So, if you're planning to go there, or if you're going there now, what do we got up there? Is that a shadow figure?
A leaf bug, I think.
Ooh, no, it's a shadow figure.
It's the slender.
I'm going with shadow figure.
Slender bug. Oh, you know, I read about the Slender Man a little bit more, mm-hmm. and they said if you see those type of bugs,
that
the
means
Slender
he's,
Man,
he's not far.
Not far. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday night.
On Ooh, what's only
that? At 10:24 p.m.
I'm not finding any there. Of this entertaining well, whatsoever. It's not funny. It's not funny.
Oh,
it's not
Sean,
funny.
You crack me up. So
look, it's not too late to talk about Care Bears. Let's talk about Care Bears. Come on.
Oh, you didn't hear?
Care Bear Countdown.
Slender Man, he carried Care Bears.
He killed around. Them all, right? Yeah. He, yeah. Probably, yeah.
He took the stuffing out. And he
I should get with Parker and get like a... Just a faceless mask, whatever, and oh, one night just have them come out here to this window.
No, no, I don't think this is a good idea.
Look at that guy.
Look.
Sean, no, right behind you.
So I've told you this.
No,
this is my last one, right? This is it for me.
you gave it a run.
I've gave
it a shot.
Yeah, old man, right?
That's all right. Hey, as long as I got this guy recording and editing and
exactly.
chiming in with me, I'm good.
It gets could be dead air over
so,
here, right?
So what do you think about, like, seriously, like, of all our schools, no matter what, elementary, college, high school. I think
I'm
there's some legitimacy because
oh, I agree. Yeah.
So
oh,
many
yeah.
people coming through. However long the schools were around,
I'm digging
kids,
the
and then if there were some tragic accidents or
the yeah. underground or cemetery sounds really cool.
And they all
I
had
I
something
like
to do with
the
cemetery,
football
mostly.
Field
yeah.
with the graveyard. Yeah, I think that you know, I think that's really cool, that cathedral.
And you know, a lot of schools we didn't say them on these particular stories, but I mean, there are a lot of schools / Not prisons, but like more like boys' schools. You know, mm-hmm. they're around for 200 mm-hmm. years. A lot of bad stuff. Kind of like when we talk about asylums and
oh, yeah.
prison. How just a lot of
well, the kids
mistreatment.
Were, yeah, treated very
those,
poorly.
Mm-hmm, those I'm like, oof. That would have some
boarding schools.
Yeah, yeah. a lot of awful things.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. you know that happened in those places. So
not as bad as asylums or mental institutions, are right?
About. Close to it, though.
Maybe though.
I mean,
yeah.
a lot of I've heard a few podcast yeah, that's, episodes that's on mm-hmm. school / yeah, born and oh man, brutal. And these are all kids.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, adults are bad too, but oh, how can you do that? Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we go to some of these places. You know, we'll go check out the graveyard in Los Angeles and go to Notre Dame. That's just as far.
Oh like yeah,
yeah.
It's up there.
What is it, a 4-hour drive, something like that, 3-hour?
Probably about three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah. So, in Ferrari in Iowa. So
it takes about an hour and a half to get to Kokomo, and that's about halfway.
Oh, okay. So. I've never been to South Bend.
Mm-hmm. You haven't? Like I said, I've only been through. I didn't stop in.
No, I've been to Bloomington, IU's campus, Butler's campus, mm-hmm. Purdue's campus. I've seen, Ball State a few times. So, never Notre Dame, though.
No,
Indiana State. I've been to Terre Haute.
I drove through. We went up to look at a camper up in Michigan, so we drove through South Bend and Notre Dame then. And then
that's close to Chicago, too.
In high school, I went up, played a hockey game up there.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from Chicago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Notre Dame's, it's a beautiful campus, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Neat school, so. Go check out Touchdown Jesus.
I just want to talk to you. That's all I want to talk about.
I always thought that was funny as a kid.
It's hilarious.
You know,
look at pictures if you don't know what we're talking about. But most people probably,
I think
at least seen that or heard of
it. Yeah,
I
think
I'm
most
sure.
Do.
I'm sure they have.
You don't understand. We have to play football. Jesus likes football. See, Touchdown
Jesus.
He is
our number one fan, baby.
I mean, hey, throwing the Hail Marys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
we got to do well. Jesus is watching.
So, anything else?
I don't think
so.
I
like them. I like
all
the stories.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, we got schooled.
I'm all schooled down.
Listeners,
yeah, we did get schooled. We did get schooled.
Yeah. So that's
did we make the grade?
Yeah, I think we did.
Solid.
We'll find
C
out from our listeners. Hopefully, they enjoyed them.
A C's passing, right?
Yeah.
So, Sean, how about you take it over, brother?
Take it over. I will. Now, like you know, I don't ever mind doing that. I thought long and hard. Actually, I really didn't think that hard on this. But I thought since it's about schools and schools just started, I thought mm-hmm. I would go over some
study motivation tips, tricks, and hacks for the students out there, and honestly for people in general.
I didn't see this coming.
You didn't see this coming? Oh, I threw you a curveball. Now, this is, I'm going to give credit to Becton Loveless. I always
have
these.
Who is Becton Loveless?
I have no, whoever.
Can I break in?
They wrote 16 study motivation tips, tricks, and hacks.
Can I break in real quick?
So,
you said, you said curveball. just randomly popped in my head. I saw a video. I guess there's a major league pitcher right now doing slow balls. Have you seen videos of that?
No.
Like he's throwing it up. So yeah, Brock Holt.
Just like,
okay.
Just so like 35 mile per hour pitch.
Okay, so Brock Holt.
Lofts him up in there.
Brock Holt was on my Red Sox, my beloved Red Sox team. He was a utility player. He could play second. Shortstop, second, third base position. He was a really good player. I mean, he could play all outfield, right? Played pretty much everything but catcher and pitcher, right? Well, I saw I followed John Boy Media. He's on Facebook and Instagram, and he 99.9% of them is baseball videos, and he'll break down, you know, certain plays, fights, what. And he's really entertaining. And he was showing Brock Holt. He was pitching. You know, like I said, he's not a pitcher. But he was throwing 31 mile an hour, and it was like it was like lobbing a softball, only he's throwing it overhand.
Throwing overhand.
Yeah.
It might have been the same stuff I was watching.
And he got three outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's like, it's just funny.
One guy hit it, and he got it and threw it the first, got him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next guy, he hit it and went in the outfield.
And the guy,
and he tried to make a double, and they got him out a second.
You just got to get it there, right? So the first guy hit it to Brock. Mm-hmm. Went back to the pitcher, gunned him down. Second one was the he tried to stretch a double.
Yep.
They got thrown. He got thrown out, and then the third guy jacked it, and the guy caught it against the wall. Yeah, that was Brock Holt pitching.
See the last
31. Now he did throw though the last two or three pitches. He did throw fastballs like 70 miles an hour. Which I mean, to that's still that's like slow pitch of those guys.
Yeah.
But still,
right.
But he did. Yeah, but. 80% of his pitches were the they called the slow ball. And it's hard because they're used to
the 90 mile per hour.
And you have it's like softball. It's all the power is you. I mean, the ball is just like, so you have to, you know, you don't have the speed of the ball to help. Yeah. So, and you're just sitting there waiting.
That's
great.
Yeah. And you got three outs.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Back to you, Sean.
I'm done with my. No, I did that.
So anyway, did you see that?
I went over this in my own head, so I'm done. No. So,
man,
16 study motivation tips, tricks, and hacks. I did say curveball. I started this whole thing.
Your fault.
So this says study for 2 minutes, check Instagram. Study for 2 minutes, browse Netflix. Study for 2 minutes, check email. Study for 2 minutes, get lost in TikTok indefinitely. Now, that does sound like me.
That is totally me.
So this says, if this sounds like your typical study session, you're certainly not alone, but you are also in need of a little help to kick your motivation into high gear, especially if you have a test coming up. So this is, like I said, I'm not reading all this whole article. So not every study motivation strategy is going to work for everyone, but here's some tricks for people, right? So website and app blockers. So, you know, you're constantly, if you're trying to do something and your phone's constantly do something, you're going to pay attention to your phone. So having your website and app blockers, especially activated when you're trying to get something important done, do that. It goes into detail with all these too, but so the Pomodoro, I'm saying that correctly, I think, technique, at the core of this technique is very simple. Study for 25 minutes, take a break for 5 to 10 minutes, repeat the cycle 4 times as your study for your study cycle. Then after 4 cycles, take a longer break. So there's variations, but it kind of that way, because if you just try to study for hours and hours and hours, you're going to fatigue mentally. So they say, I think it's honestly, your brain can focus for about 10 minutes at a time. They say if you have a class, honestly, you should probably teach for 10 minutes, take a break, teach for 10 minutes, take a break, teach for 10, you know, and that's the best way people learn. I've heard
because neurologically, he says study for 25, take like a 5 minute break.
I would do
the study for 5 and then take a 25.
And I agree with
that's what I do at work.
They said there's different variations. So you try whatever works best for you. I agree. Yeah. I'd do the other two.
Take a break of some type. Man, you can't just keep going straight. Right.
So create your own reward system. So choose something that you really want: a box of cookies, snacks, right?
Yep.
A break to go for a run. That's definitely on Todd's list, right? A trip to the movies. Whatever you want, something, or play with your phone for a little bit, right?
If I get this studying done, I'm buying a Ferrari.
Maybe pick up some candy, some pop, right? Yeah, right. A Ferrari. Well, wait a minute. That might be a little bit extreme, but all right, we could do that. So schedule your day. So schedule. So especially when you're in high school, you're motivated to get work done, you know, sort of studying done. When it's hard to do studying when you have practices or games or other activities. So scheduling your days and when you're going to be studying, definitely on the weekends, because a lot of people are thinking, I don't want to use my weekend for that. But definitely having a time and a place to study will help you.
That is true. Done. Having not just the, but the place to.
You know, because your brain goes, okay, it's just like sleep. Like, mm-hmm. hey, my bed's for sleeping. That's what I do when I go
very
to sleep.
Very true. It's like this podcast.
Yeah, this is what we do when
this
we sit down.
This
we,
is the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I come in. I don't go to the bathroom. I find these guys here at the table.
No, I typically do. I go to the bathroom first.
Well, there's Sean.
Then there's me. This is called, this is funny, structured procrastination. Believe it or not, you can use procrastination to your advantage. Structured procrastination was first created and explained by a Stanford University professor, John Perry. If you tend to procrastinate, you likely do easy or simple tasks like putting off harder, bigger tasks. The procrastinator can be motivated to do difficult, timely, and important tasks as long as these tasks are a way of not doing something more important. For this technique to work, you'll need to think of tasks that are more important or difficult than studying and put them at the top of your to-do list. Then studying a task that is also important becomes an easier task. Does that make sense?
I think they just picked that right out of my brain.
Yes. So you trick yourself, basically. So. Yeah. But anyway, so you can use procrastination to your advantage. I've actually kind of done that, not studying, though.
Sure.
So find the perfect study spot. We just talked about that. So make sure that, because your brain will get acclimated and know what to do in a certain place. Just getting started. So trying to get rid of your excuses. Excuses be gone, right? Just sit down and start. Like sometimes it's just the act of starting will
that's the hard part.
The hardest part. You do it. It's just like this podcast, right?
It's even work.
Like, it all goes
when
back
I go to one
podcast.
Of my clients.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I'm like, really? You know, mm-hmm. I'll get all my equipment mm-hmm. out of my car and I'm you know, turn off the alarm and all that. And then I'm like, and I mean, sometimes I start right in and sometimes right. I'm 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I've been, you know, hey, I need to go up there and all that filth and nasty shit stuff. Sorry.
Work was
he
coming out.
He said nasty stuff.
Stuff. Yeah, work's coming out of me. And it's like, you know, and it's hot. You're next to a, you know, whatever, it's hot. And you're sweating. And just like, man, I really don't want to
doesn't really motivate you.
No, but then you're just funny. Like, all right, I just need to start. I just need to do it. Yep. And once I get going, I'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
Do it. Do it. So. What else you got? Form a study group. So if you're a social person, especially getting other people,
yeah, that's my first slip up. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I'm nowhere. I actually think it's great. So forming a study group makes you accountable, people to keep you motivated and you can socialize and still get something done. Go to the library or a coffee shop. So when you sit down to study, this again is kind of going through.
That wouldn't work for me.
No. Wouldn't work. Well, no. some people love it though. I've seen people do their work and you know they get
because they might
stuff
have
done.
Less distractions. I'm there than home.
You know? I'm a people watcher. Mm-hmm. So if I'm out in a Starbucks or something like that, I am going to be watching look everybody coming in. Look at that.
Right. It says at a coffee. The nice thing about a coffee shop is at or a library is you'll find a lot of other people doing the same thing, reading, studying, working quietly. So that'll get you motivated to do that too. Again, you have to be that not everybody likes that. Get lost in music. So find the right music that works for you. I used to listen to classical music when I studied. That worked for me. So. They say also when you take a test, you should also have that the music that you're listening to. You should have it playing back through your head. That's supposed to work by helping like with recall.
Memory, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Post some study motivation quotes. So this is right up my alley. You can post things around.
Don't fail.
Don't fail. Work hard. You know, don't complain. Just work harder. You know, so those kind of things. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Right. So create
you can't fail unless you try.
Right. Create a clean workspace. So having a lot of clutter is going to cause stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety are not going to help you study. So yada, 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 right? Where else? What else? Start with something easy. So don't tackle the hardest stuff first. Start with something easy and build on that and get your confidence level
makes
up.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. Remember what you're doing and why you're doing it. So if you, especially when you're in college, you're like, hey, I'm working towards a degree. You know, you're working towards that A or whatever it is.
Mom and dad remember will kill why me you're doing right, paying exactly. for it. Something like that.
Break it down into simpler tasks so that you can get things done easier and then give yourself more breaks.
And that applies to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of this, there's a lot of carryover. It goes back to this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Multitask. That's sometimes hard for people.
I'm horrible.
Multitasking is a good It's just like exercise, though, or anything else. You know, the more you use it, the more you do it, the more you try to push yourself to utilize and strengthen muscles. So multitasking is a muscle, mm-hmm. too. So try it. And then upwards of 16 different things I just talked about or so. but try it. Not all of those are going to work for everybody. So pick out a few, try a few other ones, you know, and see what works for you. So this is, you know, diversify in these strategies. So,
you know, what works for my daughter is
threats.
Huh?
Lots of threats.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Of course. You are going to get your homework done. When mom's like, we're not staying up late trying to finish. Yeah. No, but my son too, but mainly for her because she's older. If her desk or work, whatever, her desk workstation is organized and clean because she's had it where it hasn't been, and that overwhelms her. Mm-hmm. So she's looking at her clutter, her mess,
right,
where she's supposed to be studying or doing her homework, and it's hard versus a nice, she's got her pens here and there's enough space and everything's put in a proper, that helps her. And she does so much better when she's got a nice clean. And mm-hmm. people don't think about that.
I agree. Yep.
And that's how when I had my office career when I was in banking mm-hmm. for 15 years, when I was in loans, I loved my desk or whatever I was doing. You know, there's some people, I mean, they got papers everywhere and files, and that's great for them.
They work in better chaos.
I got to have this here and this, you know, and I got to have space. I got to see my desk. Mm-hmm.
I'm like that at work, too. It's like utilizing boom lifts to get up and weld and whatever I have to do, whatever task. There's guys, you jump in the lift with them, and there's just stuff all over the basket. You're stepping on stuff, mm-hmm. tripping over stuff, can't move, and it just drives me insane.
Yeah.
So whenever I get one, it's like first thing I do is start pulling stuff out.
Clean it out.
Oh, yeah, clean it out.
Chucking
so I'm not stepping all over everything.
Yeah. It's like then people
I have all my tools. I have like a canvas tool bag and mm-hmm. everything. I clip it on the handrails of the boom and –
You can get to them.
Yeah,
and
it's all
see
right
them.
There. I don't mm-hmm. have to bend over. I'm not tripping over them. Yeah, I try to be organized.
And you got limited space there, too.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, that type of job.
It may, like the big ones, it might be like 6 foot long by maybe 2.5, 3 foot
yeah,
deep.
It's not like you're so, I mean, right.
Not to judge not
big,
anybody.
But yeah, big enough to clutter.
Yeah, big enough to clutter and be tripping on it all over.
It's a little off the subject, but if you've ever gotten in a car with somebody and like you can't, there's no room for you because there's food containers and all kind of, you know, wrappings.
Guilty.
And are you guilty of that?
Not really.
Like I've ridden with you and I didn't notice that. But
I clean it out if someone needs to ride with me, but no.
You live
it drives your actual nuts.
I joke. I'm like, do you live in your car? And like you,
I do.
Like I do. Like that's how I get back and forth. Yeah, I really do live
there. You know, I might stop and grab something to eat real quick and I just throw it in the passenger floorboard or whatever, and then I get home and I'm tired, I'm hot, I want to take a shower, and I'm like, forget it, I'll get it this weekend.
Again, no judgment. But
I'm not like the hoarders. It's piled all
the
way to the dash.
That's what I mean.
He opens the door and all the cans, the pop cans.
Exactly, right. Yeah. I've been in, and I'm like, again, no judgment.
I get it.
Anyway, so we thought we would help everybody start their school year off.
Yeah, I hope
right?
that. Yeah. And if it helps somebody in their workspace or
this
their
might
job.
Help me with some of my research and all that kind of stuff, you know, for the podcast. So mm-hmm. here we go.
You know where I do my research most of the time is in the bathroom. No, okay.
In the bathroom,
is where like we have a sectional couch. Mm-hmm. One end my wife sits on. I sit on the other end because we have a reclining end. And then in the middle is another reclining. So we have like a three recliner mm-hmm.
sectional. Throw paper wads at her.
I do. I know. Do this spit wad, yeah. And she'll go, "Who did?" I'll say, "Not me." Because, you know, she's a teacher. You know,
uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So she makes me turn my chair around, face the wall.
Put the dunce cap
right,
on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. On my side of the couch, I, you know, recline it, and then I've got my notebook, and I got my, that's where I do most of my research.
That's cool.
And stuff, yeah.
I do a lot of my research, notes. Like, 15, 20 minutes before you guys show up.
That's the secret in the sauce, baby.
He does it in his car while he's going through the drive-thru and he's tossing his bag in the... Yeah.
Secret societies are repugnant.
Well, I did that.
You know, but secret in
I wonder why I'm
not.
Like, hey, Nate, you got the topic, everything. You got time? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. You know, he was like...
That's
and
funny.
This is like, you know, three or four days before. He's like, I got it.
Don't give away all our secrets, though. I mean, come on.
And we're going to meet at what house? 6:30? Oh, yeah. And it's like 6:15. He's like, done.
Well, I know.
I'm done teaching. I'm
one of my favorite stories of apprenticeship.
Whatever works,
ironworkers. There's a guy that was in my class, and
I thought you meant you were a Jedi. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But no, he always tried to, like, he broke his ankles. He had all this time to sit and study iron worker stuff, whatever test we're taking. And he knew I had the highest grade in the class. So he was always, I'd walk into class. He's like, "Hey, Nate, how much did you study this week?" And I was like, "Did you see me walk in the door?" He's like, "Yeah." "See me open my book?" "Yeah." "I just started." And I'd still ace it. I mean, nice. It is all easy stuff. Yeah. And to me, it is all common sense stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ended up scoring a higher grade than him on the test. And he's like, "How'd you do that? I've been studying all week." I was like, "Dude, it's not hard."
Do like I do, just now. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true, though. Everybody's got, it's interesting. Everybody's got their own way to study or take tests and operate in there. Like I said, we've got ministers at our church. If you saw some, there's stuff everywhere. And you're like, how in the world can they keep everything straight?
Takes all
but
kinds,
if you move something, the world I guarantee around. They'd be like, "Hey, where's my," they would know it.
Oh, yeah.
You would think they wouldn't. And then, yeah,
well, that's
then
how
like my desk, if something was moved a quarter of an inch, I see it, but
we had my brother and I, we share a room and we had a thing on our door. We really didn't keep that much. I was messier than him, but we had a little thing, door thing that said, and it had Garfield sitting on this big pile of everything, and it said, "My mess, my business."
Yeah.
Like, mind your own business.
It's right. Like, go out in the garage and look at all my tools and stuff. It to you guys, you're like, "Man, there's stuff everywhere."
But I know exactly where everything's at.
Yeah, at our tools. Oh.
And then Rachel, she'll go out there and try to find, use something, but find something.
Do
and
we
she'll
have put, a hammer?
Well, no, she'll find it eventually, but then she'll put it back somewhere else, and then
I got you.
I can't find it.
I know
it was right here.
We play that game at home, too. I know exactly what you mean.
It's like, "Well, you don't have any organization out here." I was like, "No, yeah, that is I do. I know where it's at."
Makes sense
you
to
just
me.
Ruined it, woman. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, thanks, guys, for sharing your stories and middle-aged moment.
No problem.
No problem at all. So, Sean, you want to continue with our announcements before we wrap this up?
I most certainly do. So, the first thing we want to tell you is how to get a hold of us. Share stories, give us insight, whatever you want to do, order merch. We have an email address, and it's Mako with two A's, podcast@gmail.com.
Hoodie season coming up.
So merch.
Logo, coffee mugs.
Logos. Our logo on all kind of stuff, right? You can message us on Facebook. I don't know where I'm getting a little accent going. Instagram, or you can email us your order. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at, what is it again? Middle Aged and Creeped Out, right? Isn't that right?
I hope.
We got groups on
Did
there.
We change it?
Join us. I know. I'm going to change it.
Changes weekly.
Exactly. Who knows?
We went from Middle Aged and Creeped Out to Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And next week, Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
Middle Aged and the weather, right? And
yeah, right.
why is this hurting?
We have, you can find us on all kind of platforms, and without listing them, there's a bunch.
Yeah, any way you listen
any
to your
way
podcast,
you listen is
you'll
fine
us.
With us. Yep, we're pretty much out there all over the place.
Yep.
And we want to thank you for listening. Thank you. Can't thank you enough. Thank you for allowing us to do this. We just appreciate it. Family, friends, people we don't know all around, all corners of the globe, right? This is all about fun, all about creepy, all about kind of cool stuff, getting to talk with people in guest chats. But above all of that is putting back in the community. This community we're trying to create and keep going is the mental health aspect. We need help. You guys need help. Everybody needs to help each other. We're all in this together kind of thing. We've talked about division, how that doesn't work. So we want to make sure that we're here and we're all here for each other. And we want you guys to know that you can always reach out. So the one thing we want to do to help with that process is always giving out help hotlines. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357, and the last four is HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, and the last four on that is TALK.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. My gosh, no problem.
Yeah. You do have an accent going on there.
I do, and it's because I think I'm getting tired. I need a nap.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
A long winter's nap in the middle of summer.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
Well, the exams are over. That's a wrap.
Oh, was that a bell? Did I hear a bell?
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Door slamming.
Saved by the bell.
Auditory hallucinations again right now.
Yeah.
I keep it to myself.
Right. Well, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 24. And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.